Well, John, into the penultimate round of games, and still a lot to play for, though. Tyrone's worries quite eased a lot last weekend with that victory over Donegal.
Yeah, Tom, we're sort of 2 games in, left to go, and it's a strange league, Tom. We're still sitting when nobody knows exactly at this stage who's actually going to go down. We obviously know who the two top teams are, but at the bottom of the division, there's going to be a serious fight to stay up. And thankfully, Tyrone got their 2 points against Donegal and last Sunday, which wasn't obvious that we were going to do it, but they fought hard, Tom, and obviously Donegal were slightly under strength with McBurdy being out and Michael Murphy probably still not 100%. So it was tough to think to go into a game again and for us to win it. And I'm glad that we turned around and got 2 points, Tom, to get us in. At least to get a wee comfort zone with the next couple of games coming in. Nobody knows where we're going to end up.
Well, it put you on 4, obviously, and you have Mio this weekend and Kerry next weekend. It's very much in your own hands, really.
It is, really, aye. But unfortunately, you're getting two teams, Tom, that are, like, Mio had a bad start, not a great start to the league. Well, not say a bad start, but not a great start to the league. And, you know, the players coming back in there, you know, the established players starting to come back in, O'Shea's and them boys are all coming back in and playing well, and they're probably looking like ourselves for the couple of points to survive in Division 1. Kerry, obviously, the same, Tom. They've introduced a couple of older players in last weekend, talked that Donaghy could be back in maybe this weekend. So they're also adding to their depleted teams, I suppose, if you want to say it that way. And we're sitting, Tom, sort of building through the whole league, trying to establish a team for ourselves. And It's a situation now where both these teams have to be beat, but at least I suppose if we even got 2 points in one of them, Tom. But still, I think if it could end up maybe where all teams end up maybe in 6 points could be a situation as well. Probably never seen that before, but I reckon that's what could happen here. All the bottom teams could end up with the 6 points, so it'll be a strange situation. But you know, full points against Mayo and against Kerry for Tyrone would be what we're looking for, Tom.
Yeah, well, of course, if Monaghan beat Donegal on Sunday, you know, that would certainly
That wouldn't help Donegal. But
that wouldn't help Donegal. You know.
But Tom, I'll be honest with you. I watched Monaghan against Galway, and again, looking at Donegal, I still feel there's so much more to come with Donegal. Monaghan, I thought were very disappointing against Galway. They seemed a bit clueless and they seemed to get buoyed around. So I would fancy Donegal to win that match, Tom. So that'll put Donegal back on the road again as well. So I wouldn't be worrying about Donegal at this stage. I think they're going to be safe enough to stay up.
Mickey O'Neill for Niall Morgan, the only change in the Tyrone selection. Are you surprised at that, or is it?
Mickey's a great keeper as well, Tom. And I suppose maybe it could be an injury. I'm not sure, but The rotation thing, Tom, that goes on in teams, you know, rotating the keeper is not the worst thing to be at, I don't think, personally. Personally, I don't like the rotation thing, Tom. Look, we have to face facts in Tyrone. The only team in Ireland that can rotate, and they're doing it, is Dublin. You know, they rotate their corner forwards and stuff. I think it's to our detriment that we do rotate a wee bit, Tom. I feel that when you're continuously changing, especially changing your forwards, Tom, it leads to a situation where lads don't have the confidence, Tom, to sort of continue on through. So I would always be against this rotation. You know, we can't afford to rotate, Tom. We haven't the players to do it. You shouldn't be doing it. At this stage, Mickey should possibly know his strongest team as far as, you know, outfield players go. So I would prefer to see him sticking with the same players on a regular basis. I know that's tough on lads that are probably on fringe, but at the end of the day, you have to go out at this stage, especially at this stage of the league, Tom, when you're looking to win, you know, 4 points, that we need to go out with what Mickey feels is his best 15, you know. But again, back to the keeper situation, I do know that, look, O'Neill to me is as good a keeper as Morgan, and his kick-outs are good, he's a great keeper, so it wouldn't be a concern for me that they rotate that, and like, I do think he does deserve a run, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. But you know, as I say, the other way around, I prefer to see us with a more, you know, a regular team going out on a regular basis, that the players can actually develop a wee bit of confidence, Tom, that they know they're coming in for the next one, you know.
I don't know about you, but from my point of view, I think you have to admire Niall Sludden's performance last week. I think it was as good a team performance as I've seen in a long time.
Well, Tom, I know, I've spoken of Niall before. Like, I do rate him very highly. He got controversial a couple of years ago, but he's more settled down to his task now. His kickouts are better. You need a player to come and goals, Tom, again, for the confidence of your defence. I feel that if you look at most defences, Tom, and you know, the best defence, I suppose, the best team around is Dublin. I mean, every time you're going to give an example of somebody, it's always Dublin. Like the best defensive system at the minute, Tom, team is Dublin. And obviously the best keeper that in the country at the minute is the Dublin keeper. So like at the end of the day, it breeds confidence, Tom, to the defence. When you've got a good keeper behind you, playing well, sending out the right instructions, getting the good kick-outs right, it's great for your defence, Tom. And it's totally helped Tyrone. Tyrone's defences have been pretty good against Donegal. I felt we played pretty well last week. And as you say, definitely down to the way Niall was organising and keeping and kicking and stuff.
Another man had a fantastic game last week was Niall Sludden.
Aye, Tom, we all know the ability that Niall has, and once he gets that sort of couple of paces on people, that Tom, his ability to move, but it's more like when I look at his positional sense, he always seems to be in the right spot at the right time. And the goal he got, Tom, is him actually blocked the ball down on our square.
Yeah.
And away it goes at pace and ends up on the other side of it, second of the net. So, he had a tremendous game. We did do well, Tom, in them areas. Obviously a change. McNamee obviously got injured, I think, and Frank Burns came in. And I thought Frank done a very great job as well in defence. They're all sort of playing that role, Tom, of defending and then going forward. The system that Mickey has there, so they're all playing to the system well enough, Tom. So it's great to see it. And Niall is the man at the minute that is leading by example for that Tyrone team.
So how do you see it go on Sunday,
Tom? Mayo have always been a pretty tough team for us to beat. We either down there or up on Oma. So for us to go down there, Tom, it's a tall task. But I think at this stage, Tom, again, I keep saying it. Look, if Tyrone are looking to go, you know, in a long spree of winning matches in the championship, well, it's a game that we have to look at and think, well, look, you know, it's about time we went here and beat this team. So I feel it's a must-win situation, obviously, for us, Tom, but it's not going to be easy. Listen, Mayo, you know, say the older players are getting better. A couple of lads coming back in there last week. I just noticed that they've added a few of the older lads back in, and they're coming around again. And they had a great win last week. So, Tom, we're up against, our backs are against the wall going down there, and it's going to be tough. But look, at the end of the day, as I say, we have to go and be confident and be and go being courageous and won the